American ships are expected to anchor off Liberia's coast by tomorrow. Earlier this week, Morning Edition broadcast a commentary suggesting that American troops lead the African peacekeepers in Liberia. Commentator Peter Charles Koharis thinks that's a bad idea.
When I was a relief worker in East Africa, I used to dream about U.S. forces swooping in to end a brutal civil war and famine that were causing hundreds of thousands of deaths. Now, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, West African leaders, members of the Congressional Black Caucus, and many Liberians want American troops to join a peacekeeping mission in Liberia. President Bush has ordered 2,200 Marines off the coast of Liberia. He said that they will support the deployment of a West African force. As tragic as the suffering is in Liberia, limiting the U.S. mission is the right course. Sending thousands of American troops into Liberia could easily entangle them in the civil war, and instead of being greeted as saviors, U.S. soldiers could find themselves in gun battles with children. Liberian President Charles Taylor's patronage of a horrific rebel group in Sierra Leone has earned him an indictment from a U.N. criminal tribunal. But the Liberian rebel groups opposing Taylor have also been despicable, practicing widespread rape, looting, and killing. A report last year by the UN Secretary General noted that both rebel and government forces use child soldiers. Neutrality is not possible in this kind of civil war. If U.S. troops enter Liberia, they could be targeted by the warring factions. If Taylor leaves, his followers could face retribution and blame the United States for not protecting them. If peacekeepers get in the way of rebel groups, the rebels also could attack them. And if the peacekeepers try to quell fighting, a joint U.S.-African force could come under attack from all sides. Once attacked, peacekeepers would have two choices: abandon their mission or fight back. Pulling out would look like a defeat for America. It could embolden Saddam loyalists in Iraq and the Taliban in Afghanistan to continue their resistance in hopes of similar U.S. withdrawals. So if U.S. peacekeepers are sent into Liberia, they would have to stay and fight. And if 2,000 U.S. peacekeepers prove insufficient, we would have to send more troops. Given America's troop deployments in Iraq, Afghanistan, and South Korea, the U.S. should not have to provide peacekeepers for Liberia. But if President Bush does send troops, the force should be small. Its mission should be limited to logistics, communications, and other non-combat support for a much larger contingent of African peacekeepers. And we should withdraw our troops quickly if Liberia's rebel and government forces break their promise to stop fighting. Liberia's suffering should not blind us to the fact that sending large numbers of U.S. troops into Liberia could result in many more Americans and possibly more Liberians dying.
The comments of Peter Charles Koharis, who practices international law here in Washington, D.C.